Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 344957 through 344995. Warrants 6288 through 6290, and one journal entry for flood control lease receipts.
Are those, I second the motion.
All in favor?
I was wanting to ask about those
flood receipts.
Those are distributed through the clerk's office, aren't they?
I believe so, yeah.
Those are for each little village that are affected by floodwaters. There's not much explanation there.
Be it known to all interested parties and made matter of public record that a request for journal entry has been made for payment of the following: flood control and then road and bridge. School district apportionment was done, and the road and bridge percentage was done.
I read all that, but it didn't explain a whole lot to me about the nature of the monies, but that's all right. I seconded the motion, and it's on there with each individual school. So,
we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next is the approval of previous minutes and executive session minutes.
Motion for approval of regular minutes of 7:13:15 and executive session minutes of 7:13:15.
Is there any changes? Are they all good?
I didn't see any, but with changes, if there's any.
I didn't see any.
Notice that some of them are first draft minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Recommendations for property and liability insurance.
Commissioners.
Morning.
I was given the request for qualification submissions for the insurance broker of records for independent insurance and benefit services and property and liability insurance. Since that time, I've been reviewing the RFQs and discussing with different departments and offices here at the county that would affect. To make the best decision for the county, however, I feel that more than just one person needs to look over the qualifications, and I think a little bit more investigation might need to be done so we can make the best decision possible. I feel the best route to take would to establish a review and award committee consisting of one commissioner, the human resources director, the benefits coordinator, the accounts payable and payroll specialist, and a representative from both the road and bridge and sheriff's departments, as those are the largest departments and offices that it would affect. If it pleases the commission, I'd like to go ahead and establish that committee and go ahead and review the current information we have. And I would like to further go ahead and ask that two of these people who submitted RFQs give a presentation to that committee and get more information from those people so we can make our decision. The people that I suggest that we bring in to prepare a presentation and proposal would be Akers and Arnie and Barker Phillips Jackson. I'd kind of like to get this committee going and get this taken care of as soon as we can, because we do have fall enrollment coming up fairly soon. So if it pleases the commission, we'd like to go ahead and establish that committee and get this rolling.
So you said you had, sorry, I was writing everything down. you want to put together a committee, which is one commissioner, human resources, which would be you, benefits specialist.
Accounts payable and payroll.
Accounts payable and payroll, one road and bridge.
And one sheriff.
And one sheriff representative. And then you have two companies that you want to look at. Is that for both the P&L and the benefits, or is
yes.
it separate?
Yes, it's for both of those. I'd like to have both companies prepare a presentation for each of those RFQs.
How
and
do
this
we
is the sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
This is similar in the manner that the last time that the county selected these services, there was an additional proposal set forth, and they actually scored the companies, you know, and based on a scoring system, that's who was selected. I'd like to follow the same methodology if we could.
How is, you say how soon is soon? Because today's the 20th?
As soon as we can get rolling on it. I'd like to contact the other company to see what everybody's schedule is.
Okay.
The sooner the better.
Okay. And how are we going to decide road and bridge and sheriff officer?
I'd just like to reach out to each of those offices and departments and discuss that with them, see who has the time, who might be the best representative for their department.
So that's something you're going to do?
Something I'll take care of, if that's all right.
And how do you guys want to handle the commissioner deal?
The commissioner deal, as he mentioned, this committee was set up before when we, because there's a commissioner voting on this issue, we didn't have a commissioner last time that was involved in it.
And that's not mandatory.
I understand that you were naming them off, but we didn't have a commissioner on there because we're the ones that's voting on it.
Well, we can certainly do the committee without the commissioner and then give you our
comments. I don't know. You sure something can run smoothly without a commissioner there?
Well, I don't know.
It might run smoother because of commissioners.
It might at that. So. But I think this would be the best way to go forward.
And that makes sense not to have a commissioner on there. I understand. So.
Okay.
And then this committee will turn our findings over to the commission, and then we'll go from there. If that works.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Purchase and service agreement for mailing services.
Should be the one we've already awarded. Now we just have the actual agreement.
And we have a letter here from Commission Attorney Frank Cotty. Approving the agreement. Purchase and service agreement for mailing services. So,
it's the name of the company. We've already awarded it, but this is the contract.
Move to approve the trying to find the name of the company. Ozark Mailing Services. Move to approve the contract binding between Tannehill County and Ozark Mailing Services for mailing services.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have on the agenda the purchase agreements for janitorial services, and I believe that we're going to continue from the services that we previously had.
This is another approval of the contract versus the we've already awarded the bid.
Okay,
and. The names on the contract. As you can see, there's several places for the presiding commissioner to sign on there. I don't know, 8 or 10 places. So
It's an extension of the contract that we already have, Dan.
Yes. And that's with Pippin Wholesale Company? Is that?
I'm reading it right now to make sure. You have the, you got the file?
It'll be in those previous minutes that we had, too. I think it was 2 weeks ago that we approved it. Did you find it, Brandon?
Yeah, I'm just looking.
There was a primary and a secondary on that, I believe.
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out, because there's a... It says renewal with Pippin. It says the three corresponding notices to the suppliers. There's also Pyramid School Products, Expedix, and Industrial Soap Company. So is there a different...
Yes, there is, I think.
Yeah, it should be a total of four vendors, which I think is Pippin, Expedix, Industrial Soap Company, and Pyramid School Products. So they're all four right here.
Just make your motion with all those in it.
Say, yeah. You want four separate motions, or do you want...
No, just put it in one. Presented as one.
Okay. Move for the renewal of janitorial services agreements for Pippin Wholesale Company, Expedix LLC, Industrial Soap Company, and Pyramid School Products.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
I'll let you sign them all. Have fun.
You get hand cramps with that many, Mike.
Letter of support for MoDOT grant. We have a... a letter for support of the Branson Transportation Development District. Application for funding under the Small Community Air Service Development Program.
It's a, they go after a grant every year with MoDOT, and so it's just a letter of support that we're pretty much saying we support it. Do you want me to read it?
Sure.
That way it's... So it's written to Ms. Brooke Chapman. She's with Washington, D.C. Office of Aviation Analysis. They're the ones that helped put together the, or award the grants. Reason is support for Branson Airport Transportation Development District's application for funding under the Small Community Air Service Development Program. Dear Ms. Chapman, I am writing to ask that you support the Branson Airport Transportation Development District's 2015 Small Community Air Service Developmental Program grant submission. Taney County receives a significant financial benefit from each visitor that arrives in Branson through the airport. An economic impact study conducted by the state of Missouri found that Branson Airport generated more than $91 million in economic impact on the regional and created, on the region, and created 1,460 local jobs. The study found that the average air visitor to Branson through the Branson Airport spends $628. From the airport opening in May of 2009 through May of 2015, the airport has had 550,210 enplanements, generating about $345 million in visitor spending. 2014, 100% of the scheduled commercial air service was lost when Frontier Airlines and Southwest Airlines stopped serving the Branson Airport. Because of this, the Taney County Commission approved up to $500,000 in non-airport funds to match funds from this grant, giving the community up to $1 million in risk mitigation funds to pursue additional air service. The airport is critical to the current strategic tourism slash economic growth for our region. This grant, along with the funds pledged by Taney County, will help solidify Taney County's ability to leverage our accessibility to domestic and international visitors and to attract airlines to service this market. Increased quality of visitors ensures solid tax income for local and state governments, as well as providing revenue streams to local businesses. Our history proves that when tourism to Branson and Ozark Mountain Country is strong, our unemployment rates fall as hiring increases. Thank you for your consideration. Sincerely, signed by Mike Schofield, but it's from the commission. So move to approve the letter of support for Small Community Air Service Development Program grant.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Next on the agenda, discovered errors on property taxes.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm James Strahan, former assessor of Taney County, now everyday citizen of Taney County. Just going through my first reassessment as a citizen, I was always on the other side of that issue. But in the process of going through this, there's a lot of discoveries been made. I wrote these things down, and then I tried to buy a pair of glasses that I could see what I wrote down. And I'm going to read most of it. While gathering information on my discrimination and uniformity case against the assessor, I've made a discovery that this county commission and the taxpaying citizens need to know. Receiving my cases, I had requested any and all sales studies and ratios that might have reflected an increase to Taney County taxpayers' assessments for 2015. The assessor informed me he had no such studies, but the state might have. I needed these ratios to proceed in my discrimination and uniformity cases. Then I put in a public service request for any results of a ratio study performed by the State Tax Commission. I also made this same request of our assessor's office. I received information from the State Tax Commission on 7/15/2015, dated 7/14/2015. Expecting a ratio dating back to 2011 and 2012 cycle, I was very shocked to see that they had sent me the results of a 2013-2014 cycle on residential and commercial properties. I had left the county in the middle of 2013 as the terms expired then, and this study showed I was compliant to ratio studies and met the uniformity requirements set out in Article 10, Section 3 of the Missouri Constitution. Results on this report was a 17.46 median, which falls in 90% of the 19% residential ratio to be compliant. Now, I'd never heard of this through newspaper reporting, State Tax Commission dealings. Of course, you know, we were in the big lawsuits that they withheld the funding because we were noncompliant. We also heard during the massive audit report that the assessor was non-compliant and even mentioned in there for the year 2013, in which I was responsible for the assessments on, and 14. Now, I believe this audit report should have been contacted. I believe the school should have been contacted, saying that Taney County was compliant in those years, so they could have adjusted their audit to what it had to say. Now, I know in 2014, the money's returned. There was many issues about why did they return. Issues of hard work and determination by the assessor's office. Well, I never put in a year in the assessor's office that we didn't work hard and try to do our jobs. And so I believe the underlying factor of the funds returning to Taney County was we had achieved the goal of the ratio that the state had initially withheld the funding because we were out of compliance on. I've got copies of those ratios and a letter from the State Tax Commission. And here's how it starts. It's addressed to, I'll just use our assessor instead of the name. Enclosed you will find copies of the final residential traditional sales study reported, which indicates your county, which would be Taney County, to be, and they use the word, in compliance with the State Tax Commission STC requirements. Now, I know this new reassessment seems to be explained as being the correction of the inability of the old assessor to assess property properly. Too low. Basically, in a matter of not being in compliance with the Missouri Constitution, which talks about uniform assessments. But I'm just pretty positive that this letter totally contradicts that. This letter is discussing the assessments I left this county in 13 and 14. Now, if they'd have discovered horrific errors and the inability to get assessments correct, they would have put it in this letter. But they said no, it says you're in compliance. And I don't assume that any of these commissioners knew this until this morning in this letter in my hand. I don't assume the state auditor knows this. Has never been. I never read it anywhere. See, I didn't get to defend myself in the Missouri state audit because I was, even though I was the focal point, I was no longer the assessor. So my ability to defend myself in what I was doing was taken away from me. I was told by a person that was audited in that audit that I could come and sit and listen, but I had no input whatsoever. This has always been my argument. The conclusion of this letter, I believe this county commission should go back to the state. I changed nothing from 12 to 13. And I changed nothing for 14. So why did the State Tax Commission withhold funding from Taney County based on residential ratio studies for 12, 13, and 14 when in September of 14 we get a letter that said we're in compliance? And I want to pass these out to you guys if I can right now. Got a problem?
Sure.
This is the letter I got this morning from the assessor's office in a PSR request. All prior to getting this letter, I'd researched reassessment in other ways. And I discovered that I couldn't get the information off of what I was purchasing in Forsyth, in the assessor's office. I had to put the information together in another format to understand what was happening during reassessment. So I purchased a CD of the entire county assessment on 6/30. 2015. And this CD was quite revealing. It had a problem with the mandatory 6% increase I keep reading in the paper. The totals didn't come to this 6% or 5% or whatever. I'm sure I'll be misquoted or will try to be misquoted. 6% basically of 900 million, I think off the top of my head, that's $54 million that should have been increased to the schools. But then I had the CD built to show me the decreases versus the increases. So I see that $45 million had been decreased. So that's just leaving 45 versus 54 million. Now that's numbers that I don't have it down to the penny, guys. I'm trying to give numbers I think everybody should understand. So when you extract new construction, which has absolutely nothing to do with reassessment, those are numbers that you receive every year. This big increase that was promised basically the schools and to correct all the bad mistakes of the assessor just generated around $10 million. Well, now you take that $10 million, we're looking down there to 1% increase or 1.5% average. And now I don't have it wrote down, I'm just calculating. I'm sure I'll get told where I was wrong. So digging further, I found, actually prior to this I found, that during the conversion process of the many programs that we've attempted over the last 4 years, there had been a massive error in the last conversion of the program that was purchased to replace the program that I had purchased that had replaced the program that the county built. Kind of confusing. But this was supposed to be the correct all version that we bought. Recommended by, I think, 3 offices, maybe just 2. But there's a massive error. It didn't convert all the assessment value over. This was told to me by the assessor himself and an employee of his office in casual conversation. But the CD seemed to reflect that. The CD seemed to reflect, where did all this value go? Well, it left an error, according to the CD and according to what I've been told, that never was corrected. So the increase in assessed evaluation that was promised to the schools was dissolved in error that never was corrected as of 6/30/2015, long prior to the BOE. The reductions of the BOE is standard and has been for many years to the schools, but not errors passed on through the BOE. And then I just don't understand the numbers. I did go to the county clerk's office and I got all the Form 11s and 11As, and they were very generous in getting them to me. And I got a little confusion on Form 11s is what's reported to the schools to show their increase and get them preliminarily ready to set their levies. And then the 11A is finished up after the Board of Equalization. But these are sent to the state, and I noticed in 2014, the 11 that was sent to the state had $1.7 billion on it. But the county had a 2014 Form 11 that was showed to schools, or that's where the math came from, it appeared, of $1.169 billion. And that's confusing enough in its efforts, and the clerk does her job of getting that distribution out there. But those two numbers was both reported for 2014 Form 11s. And I'm assuming, by looking at the large one, that there was an error, because we couldn't have dropped $162 million from the time the 11 was sent and certified by the state, basically just in a time frame there. I couldn't make head nor tails of the time frame. But now we're dealing with the schools here, and in this CD versus the Form 11, the Form 11 reflects that their school districts showing increases of 1.8% to a negative 1.5%. There are some schools standard around 3%. And then there's personal property issues of all the schools grew greatly in personal property. One school district went down a tremendous amount. Now, when I was assessor and I'd see stuff like this, it'd automatically draw my attention. You know, red flags should fly up. I didn't have nothing turning my computer screen red, but probably should have had. So these numbers, and like I say, and I apologize, they come from the newspaper, some of this stuff did, and it's hard to quote exact out of the newspaper, I understand that. But the numbers are certified, and the numbers are what they are. And I can see the discontent of what would be established to the schools. Why do we send the message that the previous assessor didn't know how to assess property, he assessed low, he lost all his funding to the state tax commission. They didn't get their funding down in Taney County because they didn't raise stuff. Then we get a study that says, oh, by the way, he's right. He shouldn't be raising properties.
I have a question on the, you said there's errors or what, can you not look at parcel numbers and say, if it's supposed to say we have 1,000 parcel numbers, and if it shows we have 1,020 or 980, don't we know, can that not be done?
No, on this CD that I got, it's pretty easy and obvious to catch what happened. Most of that occurred on commercial property, and they were cut in half. Not exactly half. I'm sure I'll get quoted in the paper and somewhere. But half in my eyes is red flagging it. When I seen it automatically, I knew something is wrong. Or you don't want to hear about when an assessment cuts in half. The agriculture mandated by the state was, what I've read in the paper, is 6%. But when you take the CD of our assessment rolls and total everything, that created a negative $500,000. Well, now how can you take a mandatory increase and end up with a negative number? Now that red flagged me when I was in office. And it should red flag everybody. If it's a mandatory 6% increase, why did it not provide a positive 6% increase to the schools? Now, the reason I'm not picking on the schools here, because they're the ones that says how many taxes I'm going to have to increase to make up for this error in assessment, for these errors that has occurred in the programs. I do want to say, and I'm going to make a correction to the newspaper, it said that Strahan said that the IT department made some kind of mistake. On this CD, the IT department wasn't even involved. This come from the new programmer and his stuff. And I sure don't like that Strahan accused somebody when I don't think I said a word about the IT department. I may have said IT in my conversation, but they didn't have anything to do with building that CD that I've got. But it says it here in the paper, and I wish the paper would apologize to the IT department on my behalf. And the reason I'm here, the paper says that you, the county commission, is to oversee the assessor in the audit. I've looked through the audit, and I don't see anything where the county commission has any business overseeing. Yeah, let me see here. It says, and
James.
County Commission. That's what I'm...
Well, I say, I'm not trying to...
That's what I'm here for, because I need to get this information to you guys if you're to oversee me and oversee the assessment process, as the audit said. So, I think you guys need to oversee it enough to figure out what's going on here.
I don't know that we have the authority to oversee.
I'll tell you that. You're right.
I know we don't have the authority to oversee, but at the same time...
The Board of Equalization was not given these papers saying we were compliant, so now they're making decisions assuming that the assessor was too low in his assessments and not compliant. So now they're making decisions.
So your main point is you were compliant before you left office?
Correct. On 2013,
so what
14?
What do you want the commission to do with that information?
Well, I want you to pass it on to the correct temper of people. I want that.
So who in your
On my behalf, correct? I want the county commission to send that straight to the state auditor's office and say...
As little conversation as I can have with state auditor's office is probably what I'm going to have.
Well, let me tell you, Mr. Williams, I had a lot less conversation with them than I was the focal point of the audit. So, I have not been represented in any way.
Well, and I got drug into it, and I wasn't in office at the time.
So,
is there any, I see we have a couple of representatives of schools. Is there any comments you guys want to make? Is there any, do you have any thoughts? Is there any, I'm still, no offense, trying to grasp exactly what all we're doing here. And I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I just didn't know, you guys were here, so I didn't know if there was...
I'm in here on a separate related... but dealing with personal property, I did notice some, I don't know if they're errors or just what, but because of the history of local railroad utilities in the past.
Sorry.
Can you come up to the mic and identify yourself, please?
Well, that and here on separate issue, but here together, or here
I'm going to talk to the assessor myself, but I just was setting in here.
I guess you can, that's up to the presiding. I guess you can speak to anything, if, as long as it's on the...
Is it related to
personal property?
I'd go ahead and listen. I'll listen if you'll tell me who you are.
Okay.
We've met, but I wouldn't expect you to remember me. But my name is Carlos Osmer. I'm the superintendent of the Kirbyville School District. I'll just be brief. And a little bit of this is, I'm sorry, it's just emotional because we're still embroiled in it, is... in the past, there has been, mistakes in county data, I guess I would say, local railroad utilities in the past. And that has, really changed me as a superintendent. And from the standpoint of the numbers that I get now, unfortunately, I have to trust but verify.
Didn't Reagan say that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Dealing with personal property here, just on the report, and there was, something to do with we've never gotten local railroad utility. So whenever I saw a little bit on the form here, and it's our aggregate numbers that we get from the county clerk, pre-BOE numbers, when I noticed that on there, I thought, wait, we should not be getting that because it's a problem. But, that was resolved. Ms. Neely resolved that, told me she did with the State Tax Commission. So I got in an amended form. But in looking at, and I'll just make this, and this is why I'm going to speak with the assessor today, I look at all the school districts in the county on personal property compared last year's post-BOE numbers to this year's pre-BOE numbers on personal property. Every school district got an increase, but Kirbyville, we're a small district. Ours is about... the difference between last year and this year is almost $500,000. Now, if you want to sink the school district, at least mine, that just has to be explained. I'd like to just find out why. I'm sure there's a simple explanation. Maybe data just wasn't entered yet. I know they're still probably entering data. I'll find out from the assessor's office what that is. But, I think that really goes back to just communication, too, making sure that the county offices communicate with the school districts, not only Kirbyville, but Branson and some of the other ones on what's going on and getting information. Schools are a public entity too. If you want any documentation from my school, I'll give it to you. But that is concerning to me that there would be that kind of difference or loss there. There was one other school district that has, I think, probably a tractor. Galena has about 400. Last year they had $620. They went down to 420. So maybe somebody sold a farm equipment. But we're talking for Kirbyville almost $500,000. That's a lot percentage-wise for us. But I don't know. I'll find out that information. I didn't come here to speak or anything, but I knew this was on the topic. So I appreciate the commission giving me an opportunity to say how important relationships are and good data important, because we'll be setting our levies. Just like I said, we'll be setting our levies before September 1st and getting that. So it's important that, you know, that aggregate data for our assessed valuation is correct, so all the boards, school boards of the districts have that information.
I would I would like to know, when you find out what their data says, why the decrease. It's
okay.
That's a lot of money for a small district with no significant changes. As a matter of fact, I don't know that there's a significant amount of new construction even in that area. But I would like to know where $500,000.
That was just in personal property. I wasn't.
Yeah, it's just personal.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Now we need to.
I mean, if it's an error with a computer program or files not entered, I mean, that's pretty significant. And I mean, what if I would have not checked? What if somebody would have not checked this? I mean, then, of course, when you take a loss like that, it makes your levy roll up, and then all of a sudden the boards are setting their levies higher, which on some that already received an increase, they automatically get an increase from the assessor, right? And then if the school board has to increase their levy to offset any losses, then that would raise the levy. It'd be almost somebody would say, wow, what's happening to my taxes? So it's just important that the assessed valuation, all that's checked and verified. I don't know where the transparency is in the offices. I've taken it upon myself now, and before this meeting, I met with the county clerk for a considerable amount of time, trying to understand state and local railroad utilities, how that's, you know, the form, Schedule 13, Schedule 14, you know, and like I told her, it's not personal. It's just I feel, as superintendent of a school district, that I know where the information and the data and the money and all of that plays in, and so I can report it back to my constituents. That's why I'm just trying to learn myself.
Yeah, Don Forrest, assistant superintendent of business at Francis School. And just kind of reiterate what Carlos was saying there. You know, our process is really cut and dry, you know, with the assessed value generating the levy. I mean, that increases in the assessed value will decrease the levy, and decreases in the assessed value will increase the levy. And so we look at that each year. And what we want, really, as a school district, is just a fair process to make sure that, you know, we don't want people overtaxed, but on the flip side of the coin, we don't want to be undertaxed either, because that creates issues. So just an approach that's balanced and fair, and you know, there can be a lot of things going into that. We realize that we have seen some declines the last 3 or 4 years, specifically in commercial, which is concerning to us, especially when we see the growth and things being built back and all those things. So we're watching that closely and hoping for the best.
I'm assuming you're using this as an avenue for the public. I guess my question is, the commission really has no, as discussed, we have no authority over any elected official.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, and I appreciate the information, don't think that. Mm-hmm. Are you using this as a way to get it out there? Are you using this as a way to just let us be aware of it, combination of the two?
You know,
felt like, I mean, I guess that's my question is
yeah.
I like picking on the sheriff because I feel like we get along pretty good. I can't tell him who to arrest, who not to arrest. I can't tell him to do his job. He doesn't take it personal. That's why I can pick on him. So same thing with the other elected officials. So I guess that's kind of my question is appreciate the information. It's good to know this information. What do you expect our role to be with this information?
From me, I wouldn't expect anything. I mean, you know, for us, we're just trying to go to have a representative at the BOE meetings, at these type of meetings, just to hear the information. So I'm really not presenting anything today that we're not saying in front of our board meetings, to our board members, to our public. So I'm not really here after anything specifically other than you mentioned.
Informational purposes.
Just information.
Yeah. And I mean, I know this is totally separate, but you said on the BOE, correct?
Correct.
So wouldn't this be good information to have? Because you got to have statutory reason to appear before the BOE. I tried to sign up for it to kind of just talk about this. May have not been right, or what could the BOE do with this just general information, but it would be nice to know. I understand that each individual office is elected position. You only have, but we all have to work together.
Right.
I mean.
And just one thing that I would add to be clear, I'm not here saying there's an error. I don't have any knowledge of that. I'm just saying.
Just want to make sure there are no errors.
Yeah, we just want a fair process and just make sure that's checked specifically, you know, to know.
The comment you made about the decrease, and we would think that it would be an increase because of new construction. We would think it would be an increase because of where the tornado left us, mm-hmm. with all those businesses and everything that were leveled and flattened out, and nothing as a revenue stream and valuations down at that point. You would think that it would be an increase, and you're seeing a decrease. Mm-hmm. So that's things that we need to know. I mean, the tax dollars for you and the other entities, the county receives no portion or a very small portion of those monies. It's all wrapped up in the other political entities. So it's good information that you come forward. I would welcome any and all school board members. I would welcome anyone to come to the BOE sessions and set in so that they would have knowledge of what we're doing.
And we've really made a concerted effort this year to become more knowledgeable and to set in on those. That's why you've probably seen other district superintendents in those BOEs. We've just tried to do our part too.
And I've talked with one of them, and you know, there's certain things he understood. In the conversation we had, there was some stuff that was lowered, and you know, he didn't like it, but he understood it because that was. Can't have a hotel room that's worth $81,000. It's just not worth $81,000. I mean, so there were things within BOE I think he agreed with, maybe didn't like. And that's what you said. You don't want to be overtaxed, but you don't want to be undertaxed.
Just fair.
Mr. Williams, could I interject? They've asked, and you've asked them, where did this go from here? Well, if this error is in there, who gets word to the BOE that it needs to be corrected before they finish their decision? Who gets word? You're officially, I know you're on the Board of Equalization, and I know you're now the County Commission. But there's no reason to let assessment errors go out when you have knowledge of them. If you don't know it, you can play dumb to the law. But I think, Mr. The sheriff back there arrests people because they're dumb to the law. It doesn't matter if you don't. And I ain't saying there's been a law broken. I'm saying there's an error out there that caused all these negative numbers in a positive atmosphere that's supposed to increase 6%. We're seeing negative increases. So there shouldn't be no question that there's an error out there. You can't lower that many properties or you will get in trouble. And they said they didn't know where to go with it. I'm saying I don't know where to go. I'm taking the advice of the newspaper that said to come to the county commission. And I served long enough, and I probably know that ain't correct. I'm here. So where did this go? Does it just end right here and the error goes on through and it causes me to pay more taxes? This is detrimental to the taxpayer. He's the one that's going to end up paying the bill. The district over here, they've got room to move their levy. They don't have to be concerned with the levy. They've got room to move it. They can go ask the voters to increase it. It's going to cost each and every taxpayer in this county if this error is not corrected before this book closes. And what's it going to? It ain't going to increase anybody. They ain't going to have to get an increase notice. It's just putting it back to where it was, putting it back to make sure that the schools get their proper funding and that they can then look at it and say, well, you know, we got a 1.5%, 2% increase. We don't have to change our levy. That's in line with the CPI. So this has to be taken further than what it is, and I hope it don't end here. I hope it don't end. And get on the computer and fix it. run the query that I came and purchased from the county. It'll show you every one of them. Why did these properties decrease? You know, I've been through that 46,000 parcel query two times since I purchased it on June 15th. So to say it's going to take a lot of people to sit down and figure this out, that's not right. I'm slower than I used to be, but I've been through the entire thing twice since June 15th.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You gentlemen want to go into executive session and then recess?
We have 10 o'clock, so we got 7 minutes before we can go into executive session.
All right, then we'll just do that upstairs. That's where it's at. Okay. I'd appreciate a recess. I've been sitting here down in this water.
All right. We'll recess and then we're...